This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Happy Quitter's Day. It's a weird day. You know, it says something about us that Quitter's Day means both the day people quit acting like they'll follow through with those New Year's resolutions and also the day people decide to quit some sort of vice and start acting like they'll follow through with that resolution. So happy bipolar day. Yeah, let's try to head into this weekend with some giggles. I mean, we have deadly wildfires around L.A. Heart goes out to them. Countries not knowing if we're about to try and buy them. Wars still going on. So let's brighten things up a bit.
My favorite stories of the day.
Now, with all the snow dumped over a large chunk of the country from last weekend's winter storm, no surprise, some drivers found themselves stuck and stranded. May have had to pull off and park until visibility was better or until roads were plowed impassable. But if you find yourself parked on a ski slope, man, you took a wrong turn a long time ago. And somebody did just that on a ski run at the Keystone Resort in Colorado. Yeah, that's where the Summit County Sheriff's Office posted pictures for proof on their Instagram, having a little fun with this after deputies found a note stuck on the car's window explaining it was GPS's fault. Yeah, the driver's note wrote they followed the GPS route to that high point on a ski slope. A tow truck driver pulled the car out, got it back to its owner, who hopefully learned not to just follow GPS anywhere. I mean, sometimes GPS loses the connection, like in bad weather. Yeah, that blue location dot on the screen will veer off track sometimes while I'm driving on the lower level across the George Washington Bridge from New Jersey into the Bronx, but I'm not following that dot over a ledge off the bridge and into the Hudson River. So to drivers new to GPS, if it's taking you off a road, don't. Just stay on the road. Maybe pull over until navigation reconnects the signal.
Take a look. It's in a book. A reading rainbow.
You know, it always struck me as a little uptight for most libraries to let us check out books for only 2 to 3 weeks, since a lot of us take our time and only read at certain times, like in the bathroom or at the laundromat, washateria back home in Houston. Well, many libraries have in recent years stopped charging overdue fees, so that does help slower readers like myself. And maybe good for one guy that the New York Public Library did away with late fees 4 years ago, because he showed up to the Fifth Avenue main branch right before Christmas with the copy of classic composer Igor Stravinsky's 1936 autobiography that his mother checked out on April 4th, 1952, from one of the library's branches in the Bronx while she was studying music at Hunter College. And it sounds like she had no excuse for keeping the book, because her son says she later even worked for the New York Public Library for a while. But no hard feelings. The library posted a picture of the book on Instagram and said in the caption to not worry about late fees anymore, just bring it back. And speaking of gifts from the past, an Illinois man who owns a construction company was renovating his parents' bathroom in his childhood home this past holiday season. And after opening up a wall,
look what I find. That's my Christmas present.
And 2 days after Christmas, Tim King posted this video on his Instagram showing off the present back where he found it. And the red wrapping had old Donald Duck, Mickey Mouse, Dumbo, Bambi, and other cartoon characters on it, along with his name, Timothy, written on it. Now, he told People magazine his parents used to hide the kids' gifts in the attic and that this one must have somehow fallen into a crawl space. So King tells People.com he finally opened the gift in front of his parents there, and it was a set of Thunder Jets from old Toymaker Matchbox. King also posted a video of him unwrapping that gift that he and his parents figured was for Christmas 1978. But when he opened his now vintage and maybe valuable Matchbox toy airplanes, it was as much of a surprise to his mom as to him, because he said she couldn't remember buying it. Back in a moment. But first, a word from a colleague.
It's the hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg Age.
You can get the Jams podcast mix on Amazon Music, Audible, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, and Deezer. Download the podcast for free.
Real hip-hop and R&B matters. The hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg Age.
Why should people in self-driving vehicles have all the hands-free convenience? Why not have your own personal robot behind the wheel?
Hi, where can I take you today?
Introducing Drobot. Drobot can drive any vehicle, no matter how cheap or pricey, large or small.
Buckle up. I'm a Drobot, not a lifesaver, and dead ass do not touch me or the radio.
Drobots will safely deliver everyone on board, and upgraded models can keep riders company with its cutting-edge AI-generated voice, which can hold conversations and even join a sing-along.
They not like us. They not like us. they not like us.
And best of all, Drobots come with a lifetime warranty and free exchanges for the newest model.
We are here. So please get out, you lazy bum. I need to recharge.
So why not? Get your new driving buddy today.
And don't let the door hit you where the Lord split you. Come on, bum. I have to recharge.
Drobots are sold absolutely nowhere.
And now, for the world around us.
It definitely says something about the state of healthcare in the world when the mayor of the Italian village of Belcastro, Calabria, got sick of seeing all the problems residents were having getting any healthcare in town and issued a proclamation with a new ordinance reading, "Getting sick is prohibited." It was a joke, but with a serious meaning behind it, since the region has lost 18 hospitals since 2009, and over half of Belcastro's 1,200 residents are over 65, and the nearest emergency hospital, now about 30 miles away. So the mayor's proclamation also ordered residents to not get seriously sick enough to need emergency care and to just sit down and rest and do not do anything that could seriously hurt any body part. The mayor later said he was using this to bring attention to how bad local health care is, but meant it for it to be funny. Just not so funny anybody hurt themselves laughing. Love me some animal stories. On British Columbia's Vancouver Island in Canada, a sea lion keeps hopping out of a lake and waddling its tail onto the busy Highway 4. It's been doing this since early December, holding up traffic. Even got a police escort once to get it to waddle back to the lake. That's where officials with Canada's Fisheries and Oceans Department think it got in from a river connected to the Pacific. And the sea lion just keeps coming back. So marine rescuers are now on the hunt, not to kill, but to find the mammal. The suspect last seen last Saturday had tried to find and sedate the sea lion on Sunday. Now, the veterinarians and marine rescuers, they want to get this sea lion to check if it's sick or has neurological problems and may look to relocate it to a safer place. They say it's possible the sea lion is just waddling around looking for food, which may be a problem so far from the ocean, but the ocean is also where sea lions are food for sharks and orcas. So that sea lion might be like, "I'm good. I'll stay right here in traffic." And as long as we're on the animal beat, we all know how the cow jumped over the moon in the nursery rhyme, "Hey Diddle Diddle." So it should shock no one. The state police in Oregon say a big old 4-H cow jumped over a 5-foot fence and then hopped over a 3-foot barbed wire fence to make it to freedom. And that's just the start of this made-for-movie journey, because troopers say this cow escaped from its farm in neighboring Washington and made its way down to Oregon for several days until spotted coming out of a river on New Year's Day. And just like the sea lion in the story before, this cow then made its way to a highway, Interstate 84, where state troopers started chasing a cow. And they say that cow just kept going along the highway shoulder, then down the railroad tracks and down the tracks for several more miles through a tunnel. Can't catch this cow. Until troopers say a young woman stood on the tracks to try and block it. That cow crossed the state line, went through water, across highways, down tracks, but got to this young woman, looked at her, plopped down from exhaustion. Oregon State Police posted on Facebook they got a horse trailer to get the bovine and take it back to its owner. And after all that, you know, the cow earned the right to live, and not for nothing, but these worked-out muscles of that cow would probably make for some tough beef anyway if they did slaughter it. So, yeah, let Elsie live. Back in the...
That was my man, Slammy Sammy, with his classic hit, and used to have us all laughing while booty shaking. That's right. This is Mike Mann, bringing you nothing but the bangers, old and new.
What's up with what's going down, though?
Yeah, with those glitter pickles. A lot of young folks on TikTok, where else, have been posting videos of them biting into shiny, sparkly pickles. After pouring edible glitter into the jar, shake it up, and there, glitter pickles. So for those of us who have seen this and are a bit confused, now it's not a new brand on store shelves yet. Now some people are just putting glitter in their pickle juice. Sometimes a story is a punchline, can you say? And in the Speedway Digest, Busch Light put out word that they're sponsoring a contest where 8 people will be picked to go on a speed date the week before NASCAR's Daytona 500. And prospective couples will take a lap around the track with a trained driver at the wheel. Great marketing. Kudos to Busch Light and NASCAR. Daytona. That's what they're calling it. But it's a setup for a letdown. Think about it. If these couples go on to date after this, they will have a great story about that first date. But if they don't date after this, nobody else will likely top that. And bless the heart of those who would try. And what's going down with the Putney family is we lost our Uncle Mark Putney Tuesday night. He was a singer back in the 60s, originally one of the Drells and Archie Bell and the Drells, but that fell through. Yet Uncle Mark kept singing. Don't come around here no more, today's man. He had a few jams. Uncle Mark could blow. Now, I posted a few pictures of him from his younger days with Archie Bell on my Instagram and Facebook pages. An old classmate of his back home in Houston shared them with my mom. Uncle Mark, Mark Putney, the last of the Putney boys back in Third Ward after my dad, Sam Putney, died back in late September this past year. And for those who don't know, my dad, he's the one singing the parody songs in the middle of the newscast here and there every episode. So please send a shout or prayer for the family, but Uncle Mark left us some great music. Memories of a great guy. Somebody famous had a birthday today. Celebrity birthdays next.
Great, because he had the Medical Express card. When you've got the Medical Express card, you don't need to worry about a thing when it comes to healthcare costs. It's all taken care of. If you're crossing the street and you get hit by a speeding pickle truck,
you're covered.
Say your dog confuses you with a burglar. Whether you need just a few stitches or extensive, expensive plastic surgery,
you're covered.
Even if you accidentally get a French fry stuck up your nose,
you're covered.
It's as simple as that. Get the card, the Medical Express card. Don't get sick without it.
Time for birthdays.
Yes, it is. And we'll start with Friday, January 10th. Daddy Mac, crisscross rapper Chris Smith. He's turning 43. Belong singer Pat Benatar. Hit me with your best shot. She's 72. Steely Dan singer and keyboardist Donald Fagen, 77. Sir Roderick Stewart hitting 80. And on Saturday, actor Rockman Dunbar. Just saw him in the Peacock show Fight Night. He'll be 52. Actor Amanda Peet, 53. Singer and actor Mary J. Blige has a tour coming up this year, 54. Actor and comedian Kim Coles will be 63. And on Sunday the 12th, a lot, so I'll whittle it down. Singer Zayn used to be with One Direction. He'll be 32. Actor and producer Issa Rae will be 40. Singer Amaree will be 45. It's 40 Spice. Melanie Chisholm, 51. Break One, The Chef, the Wu-Tang Clan rapper will be 55. Rage Against the Machine singer Zach De La Roca, also 55. Radio Shock Jock Howard Stern, 71. And on Monday, actor Liam Hemsworth will be 35. Actor Orlando Bloom, 48. Michael Pena, 49. Nicole Eggert, 53. Writer-producer Shonda Rhimes, 55. And look at that. McDreamy on Grey's Anatomy, Patrick Dempsey, 59. Singer Trace Atkins will be 63 Monday, and The Veep, or Elaine for Seinfeld lovers, Julie Louis-Dreyfus will be 64, and done with the first full week of Real Pod Newscast. And I cannot thank you enough for listening, and I'm having a ball, a newscast full of fun stories. Who would have thunk it? And please hit follow on whatever podcast app being used. Hit like, tell a friend, tell an enemy. I'll bring us all together for a good time. Have a good weekend.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.